It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander. The effort to harness wind energy arrived en masse a few years ago in the Midwest with great promise. Tall turbines were planted on farms and ranch land, symbols of how the American farmer is once again helping in the effort to thumb our nose at foreign oil. And the wind energy companies created revenue for the farmers on whose land they built the turbines. Ted Hartke, who comes from a long-standing farming family in Illinois, his uncle was the state commissioner of agriculture, says he was all for wind energy and the construction of turbines on neighbors' land, until the noise started. More after this. Ted Hartke says the noise from wind turbines on his neighbor's land in east central Illinois, the closest one about 1,600 feet from his foundation, well, after 11 months, the noise became so disruptive to their lives, he and his wife packed up and moved their children 8 miles away so they could get some sleep. He says there are two types of noise, the audible kind, the whooshing with a low, pulsing, diesel engine-like rumble, and the kind you feel more than hear.
There are sounds that's below the human hearing threshold. I want to describe it as this. If you're in a car at a stoplight and a young person pulls up next to you in his car, and he has a stereo system with heavy bass thumping and booming, as soon as you get away from him, you feel like a sense of relief that you're glad that you can get away from that noise.
The Chicago-based company that owns the wind farm, Invenergy, wouldn't agree to an interview, but said in a written statement that Hartke would not allow Invenergy employees or contractors on his property or inside his home to test sound levels. That's a claim that Hartke says is not true. So Invenergy says it took sound readings at nearby residences and found that the turbine sound levels are within allowable state noise standards, a claim that Hartke says is a misstatement. I asked Ted whether moving out of his house was an overreaction. He replied that there are pro-wind folks in the community who are critical of our family. Our doctors and other experts involved in our case recommended that we leave our home. They moved 8 miles away. He says the family is now sleeping again and feeling well. This is a complicated issue and involves more than just the Hartkes and Invenergy, but I wanted to keep it simple for the sake of discussion. And just as there are other families who say they are bothered by the noise and wanted to be interviewed, Invenergy has offered an interview with a homeowner who receives revenue from the turbines on his property who is not bothered by the noise. So what's next for the Hartkes and their home? Well, when you compare the $350,000 value of their home with the turbines that cost millions, the answer, or part of it, is clear. More tomorrow. Back after this. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.